والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Brothers and sisters, to increase your iman, read the miracle, recite the Quran. Recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel, then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to a new episode of Correct Your Recitation. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Praise be to Allah alone, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Dear viewers everywhere, as usual, after welcoming you all, would like to welcome our guests here in the studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program. Inshallah, I'll begin by reciting the remaining part of Surah Al-Inshiqaq from verse number 16 through the end. Then we'll learn its meaning, and hopefully inshallah we'll be able to take also a few verses of the following surah, which is Surah Al-Buruj.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا أقسم بالشفق والليل وما وسق والقمر إذا اتسق لتركبن طبقا عن طبق فما لهم لا يؤمنون وإذا قرئ عليهم القرآن لا يسجدون بل الذين كفروا يكذبون والله أعلم بما يوعون فبشرهم بعذاب أليم إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In verse number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He established the fact that there will be a day of recompense and people will either receive the records in their right hands or in their left hands or behind their backs, either way it is the same, also in their backs or from their behind by their left hands for the evildoers. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established this fact, now He's making an oath. He's saying, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقْ. First of all, the word al-shafaq, what does it mean? Al-shafaq, Yasir, is the redness that appears in the horizon. When does it normally appear in the horizon, Halim?
Sunset or sundown.
Sunset, exactly. Some say there is a redness that appears prior, right prior to sunset. And we see that. And some say, no, it means the redness that appears in the horizon right after sunset. And also there is a redness in the horizon after sunset. But what suppose this meaning is a hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim, in which the Prophet ﷺ determines the time for Maghrib prayer, its beginning and its end. We know the beginning of time of Maghrib prayer, which is at sunset, right? حين يغيب قرص الشمس, when you cannot see the sun anymore in the horizon. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Maghrib is extended until and as long as the shafaq has not disappeared. When the shafaq disappears, when the redness in the horizon disappears, then it's over for Maghrib, and that will be the beginning of the Isha time. We notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes oath and swears by many things that He created. That indicates two things. Number one, He created them, and the significance of what he is swearing by. I created something that is great, and it is still the creation of Allah. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. By any of Allah's creatures, he has the right to swear by whatever. So that signifies what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by. In addition to, it signifies the importance of what he is concluding. What is he concluding here? We'll see. First of all, he said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. And I swear by the night and what it gathers. Gathers? Yeah, because at night, everything goes to its home. Even insects, even human beings and other creatures. At sunset, they go to their dwelling places, temporary dwelling places. So, وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقْ. Then, the following, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. There is a third stage after the redness and the complete darkness. Then there is the completeness and the fullness of the moon. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقْ. And that means, and I swear by the moon when it comes to complete stage, a full moon. And that's it, the later stage of the night. Then the conclusion is, or what we say in Arabic, جَوَابُ الْقَسَمِ. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to confirm? لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You shall certainly travel from stage to stage. Similar to everything that Allah created. The day is followed by the night. And the night is followed by the day. And the night itself also has stages, as he stated here. First, الشفق. Then, الليل وما وسق. Then, القمر إذا اتسق. You too, as humans, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. You certainly shall travel from stage to stage. Such as, weaning after breastfeeding. Right?
Yes.
Then you grow up as a child. Then what's next? You grow up as a grown-up man. Physically fit. Does this stage remain for long? No. Soon it will depart the person. Even a bodybuilder. One day, you see that the world's champion in boxing have Parkinson's. Or is having trouble walking. Or hearing. Or we have heard about the presidents of the biggest countries losing their memories and losing, even forgetting their names. Traveling from stage to another. From the most powerful man to the weakest man on earth. Like a child. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlike any of that. He is stable. And His beautiful traits and magnificent characteristics are stable. And that's why وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing that is like Allah. No one can maintain any of even the good traits that they have. Also, it's not also, only about the traits that we maintain or we have in our life. The conditions. You do not find somebody who is permanently rich and healthy and happy. No. Today, and in the same day, one is very happy, then some sad news would make his life miserable. Or somebody is very sad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast tranquility and comfort in his heart and will assure him, and he will become happy, and so on. لَا تَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقًا. Somebody is very healthy, then he becomes sick, and vice versa. So from stage to another, this is the tradition of this life for every living creature. فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So their question, Allah is asking, after all, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala claimed the creation, and He indicated that He is the only creator, and He was the only one who is worthy of worship, and He warned us that on the day of judgment you shall receive your record in your right hand or your left hand. So what's wrong with them? What is the matter with them? Still they do not believe. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يَسْجُدُونَ. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, assured us that he prayed behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when the Prophet, peace be upon him, recited this verse in the prayer, he fell in prostration. And this is one of 15 verses distributed throughout the Quran from Surah Al-A'raf to Surah Al-Alaq, where whenever we recite them, that the person should make sujood. And this sujood is The only sujood in addition to sujood al-shukr, which may be performed outside the salah. Obviously, before the program, I recited the verse and I made sujood. So here is a point, a fiqh rule. If the audience have seen the reciter making sujood, then they shall fall in prostration as well. But if the reciter did not make sujood, then the audience do not have to make sujood. So the sujood for the audience will be only if the imam or the reciter made sujood. Okay? بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ Allah is saying that is their problem. They deny, they disbelieve, and they deny. They deny not out of ignorance, rather out of arrogance. And this is what Abu Jahl said when he was asked, do you have any problem with Muhammad? Don't you believe that he's telling the truth? He said, yeah, I know. And don't you believe that the Quran is... I know. So why don't you believe in him? He said, how can I believe in him while we were superior, or his family and our family were competing, and giving water to the pilgrims, giving them food, giving this and this and this and honor? Then all of a sudden, Banu Hashim said, we have a prophet from amongst us. How can we compete with them? So what really hindered them from the path of Allah was arrogance. And guess what, brothers and sisters? That was the sin which kicked Iblis out of heaven and caused us all the trouble. He said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقَتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينٍ I'm definitely better than him because he created me from fire, created him from mud. This is what the shaitan said. Many people prevents them from accepting guidance is their arrogance and personal ego. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُعُونَ Allah knows what they conceal in their hearts and minds. And definitely He will display that and disclose it on the proper time, on the Day of Judgment. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ This is a very interesting verse. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ literally means, as you read in Yusuf Ali or Dr. Muhammad Muhsin Khan, the Nobel Quran translation. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ means announce to them. So announce to them. But when it comes to really knowing the origin of the word فَبَشِّرْهُمْ is from بِشَارَ يَا حَلِيمٍ And بِشَارَ means what?
Something good.
Something that is good. When somebody's wife gives birth, say, Abshir, your wife just gave birth. You have a boy, you have a girl, or whatever. You accepted in this college or the school or a job or. That's called the Bishara. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, when he appointed them to Yemen, he said, Bashira wa la tunafira. Give Bishara. Give glad tidings. Right? We say, Al-Asharatu al-Mubashsharuna bil-Jannah, the 10 heaven-bound companions. So the Bishara is from Bushra. From something that is good. Good news, glad tiding. Well, that verse number 24, says otherwise. It says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ But not with heaven. Rather, it says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ So announce to them a severe torment. Oh my God, what does it mean? It means a problem. I want you to attend with me this example. When first of all they announce the grades and the degrees for the finals. So the students go and check in their names and one reads by mistake that his name or somebody else's name amongst those who succeeded and have been transferred to next grade or graduated. They say, congratulations, you passed. And you also have excellent grades and. So everybody is celebrating. Then afterwards say, oops, there was a mistake. It was not your name. It was a similar name. As a matter of fact, you totally failed. You know, when somebody is told from the beginning that he failed, yes, he is shocked and he's sad. But when he is informed that he succeeded and he has good grades, so he celebrates and he is joyful, then afterward that's followed by the shocking news, the pain is much severer. Right?
Yes.
Similarly. This is what's meant. To give them a bishara in order to make them suffer double the torment. After the bishara is not about good news. Rather, it's about عذابٍ أليم. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أليم. Save whom? Save those who receive the record in the right hands. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرٌ مَمْنُونَ I want you to read the Quran from beginning to end. Every time there is الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, it does not end up at that. Never. Rather, there is always الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Because belief is about believing in the heart, uttering by the tongue, and acting upon it by al-jawarih, by the organs, your behavior. It is not sufficient to say, ana mu'min, I am a believer. You have to verify that. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and did good righteous deeds, لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ for them, the reward is without measure, is without limit. Once you make it to heaven, then all your orders will be delivered and will be fulfilled. All your dreams and wishes will be fulfilled. There is no limit. There is no. There is no well. You're out of balance. Or. No. لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ without limit. Now let me recite a few verses of the beginning of Surah Al-Buruj, and inshallah hopefully we'll tackle the meaning of them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد
والسماء ذات البروج. That's another oath. Allah is swearing. By what this time? By the heavens. And what else? And the stars which are holding or hanging in the heaven. So I swear by the heaven, holding the stars. واليوم الموعود. And I swear by the promised day. Which day is the promised day?
Judgment
day. The day of judgment. Excellent, Halim. And every time we say, Al-Yawm, Thalika Al-Yawm, then it is referring to the Day of Judgment. Unless if it is specified. وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ. And I swear by the witnessing day and by the witness day. Obviously, it's hard for us to figure out if we don't have any supporting document or tradition from the Prophet or any of his companions to understand what is shahid and what's mashhud. Al-Yawm al-Maw'ud is the day of judgment. And shahid, as stated in many hadith, some of them weak, some of them hasan, indicates al-shahid is the day of judgment, is the day of Friday. Yawm al-Jumu'ah, in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيُرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day that the sun rises on ever is Friday. And that's a blessing that Allah chose the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have their holiday on weekly basis, Friday. This is a success and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said in it there is one time or one hour, not necessarily 60 minutes, but some time, that the dua of a believer will be definitely answered. If you ask Allah for any goodness, He will grant you. If you seek protection with Him from any harm, He will definitely deliver. يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ سَاعَةُ إِجَابَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهَا عَبْدٌ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ جَلَّ فِيهَا خَيْرًا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ إِيَّاهُ وَلَا يَسْتَعِيذُهُ مِنْ شَرٍ إِلَّا أَعَاذَهُ مِنْهُ وَشَاهِدٍ. A shahid is the day of Friday. وَمَشْهُودٍ. What else during the year, the lunar year, is a great day? So we have Friday, and we have the greatest day of the year, which is Laylatul Qadr is a night, Halim. We're talking about a day, right? So we're talking about Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah. That is the greatest day ever of the year, right? ومشهود, because it is witnessed by the pilgrims, by the believers, and by the angels. They fill the valley of Arafah and al-Turuqat and the leading roads to the valley of Arafah. So Allah is swearing by valuable things. And to conclude what? قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Accursed were the people of the ditch. And now we stop by a magnificent story. It's narrated by Imam Ahmad and reported by Suhaib al-Rumi, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet ﷺ said about the people of the ditch or the trench. It's a story, very interesting story. We need to teach it to our children, because it is not just a story, it strengthens our iman and it makes us proud of whom we are. It is a story of the boy and the king, not a prophet and a king, a boy and a king. There was a king who had a sorcerer who used to assist him by sorcery. And when the sorcerer came to an old age, he requested the king to send him a young boy to teach him sorcery, the tricks, magical tricks, an intelligent boy. So he found an intelligent boy, he sent him to him. And every day while the boy was going to the sorcerer to learn from him, he passed by a monk who was a great worshipper and a believer. So he used to sit with him and learn from him. So he learned monotheism. And he was so confused. The sorcerer is teaching him something, and the monk is teaching him something totally different. One day while he was on the way, he found a big gathering. The people were stuck. Why? There was a huge, terrible creature that blocked the road, and people could not cross. A huge beast, and it was frightening people. So the boy said to himself, well, this is my opportunity to find out who's right and who's wrong. He picked up a stone and said, oh Allah, if the monk is telling the truth and is acting on the truth, then kill this beast. Kill this beast. Then he struck it with the stone. And he said, in the name of Allah. A small stone. And this is a huge creature was frightening everybody. With a simple throw, that creature died. People celebrated and greeted the boy, and they were able to cross. Then when he went to the monk and he shared with him this incident, he said, you've become a great man now. And this greatness will be accompanied by a test. You will be tested. So in case that you're ever tested, do not tell on me. He's a strong believer, but he doesn't want to be tried. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the boy with some very important things. Karamat. He honored him with the ability of treating the congenital blindness and leprosy and other diseases. So people started going for him. Amongst those, there was a courtier, one who used to sit with the king in his palace. He was blind. He heard of the boy, so he went with him with many, many gifts. And when he reached the boy, he introduced the gifts to him and said, all of that is for you in order to cure my blindness. He said, I cure no one. He said, then who does? He said, it's Allah. If you want your sight to come back to you, you need to pray to Allah and accept Islam and become a believer. So he did. Then he said, now invoke Allah to render back your sight to you. And Allah cured him. He went next day and he sat with the king, but without any assistance. So the king said, who gave you your sight back? He said, my lord. He said, I didn't give you anything. He said, no, my lord and your lord. He said, do you have another lord besides me? And then the trial started. He was tortured until he informed about the boy. And the boy was brought and tortured until he informed about the monk. The monk was brought and the king offered him either to abandon his faith or he would be killed. So he remained steadfast. The king ordered a saw to be put in the middle of his head and he was cut into half. And he fell sawn in two. Then he tried his courtier, or the one who used to sit with him, who was blind. And he remained steadfast as well, and he was killed for the sake of Allah. Now he came to the little boy and he said to his soldiers, take him to the top of the mountain. And when you reach its peak, offer him either to abandon his faith or throw him from the top of the mountain. So when they reached there, the boy made a dua. He said, O Allah, anjini minhum bima shi'at. Save me from them as you wish, by any means that you desire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the mountain to shake hard. All of them fell dead except for the boy. He was saved. What did he do, Halim? Did he migrate to another continent? No. Did he run away?
No.
Did he take asylum? No. He went to the king in his palace. What brought you here? What happened to your company? The soldiers. He said, Allah killed him and he saved me. So he sent another troop with him. This time to put him in a ship and said, while you are in the boat, in the middle of the sea, ask him whether he would abandon his religion or else drown him. So once again he made a dua and he said, oh Allah, save me as you wish. And he was saved and they were all drowned. Then he walked back to the king and his parents. He said, listen up. There is no way that you can kill me or get rid of me. All of that, the king was thinking that this is all because of the magical tricks that he learned from the sorcerer. He said no. He tried to preach him and to tell him that there is one God, etc. But he did not accept this fact. So anyway, he said, if you really want to kill me, there is only one way. He said, what is it? He said, you gather all people, your nation, in an elevated place so everybody can see, and take an arrow from my quiver, put it in your bow, and target me, but before you shoot, say, Bismillah, Rabbil Ghulam, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy. The king was willing to do anything just to get rid of the boy. So he did. He gathered everybody, the whole nation. He picked up an arrow, and he put it in his bow, and he said, Bismillah, Rabbil Ghulam, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy. Then he shot him, and immediately the boy was killed. At that, everybody was watching. The whole nation said, if this is the case, then the boy is right. Then they all uttered together at the same time, Amanna bi Rabbil Ghulam, we believe in the Lord of the boy. That was a big disaster for the king, obviously. So he ordered his soldiers to dig ditches, long pits or trenches, and he filled them with fire. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Cursed are the people of the ditches. That is the meaning of the ditches. And he started throwing everybody who does not abandon his religion, the new religion which they just accepted. The hadith says, until there was a mother, everybody was happy to give his life for the sake of Allah, because they accepted faith based on conviction. They were completely convinced. This is the truth. Until there was one lady who was carrying her baby whom she was breastfeeding. She was hesitant for a moment because of the baby, not because of her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled the baby to speak out in the cradle. And he said, Ya Ummah, asbiri, and be patient. You are in the truth. So she jumped in fire. This is one of the meanings or the indications according to the hadith of Ashab al-Ukhdud, or the story of the boy and the king. And hopefully, inshallah, next time we'll continue with the meaning of Surah Al-Buruj. Inshallah, I'll take a short break and return pretty soon. So stay tuned.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
We are excited to inform our viewers that the Quran in Depth with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidan will be filmed live starting on Mondays at 1800 GMT.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that we reveal from the Quran what is cure and mercy to the believers. So the Quran is the cure. Cure physically to the diseases, physically in the body and in the heart. We were ordered to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every time we stand in the Salah. Pillar of the Salah. We need to change our life according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, according to this book. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the Quran is the thing between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever holds fast to it, he would never be led astray.
We will take your calls and answer any questions you may have, as well as help you in your journey to understand the Quran properly. We hope you will join Huda TV and Sheikh Ibrahim Zidan every Monday from 1800 GMT until 1900 GMT for the Quran in Depth.
You know, sometimes it's important to take a break. We need to take a break. Take a break from what? From the everyday things, to look at what we're really doing as Muslims. That's why we said we really need to have this program for you and for me to take a break right here on Huda TV. Stay with us because we've got a lot coming up on Take a Break.
We say that the translation has been indirectly influenced with the Israelite narrative.
We haven't faced any problems in our preparations.
We can't call it the wise Hajj.
In Egypt, you have a huge amount of initiative going on in terms of developing qualifications in different parts of the system.
Reading helps you gain knowledge, but surfing the net doesn't help you at all.
They are all welcome to participate in the discussion and the debate about the development of qualifications.
What types of books our children do or should read?
Join me for further discussion, Focus Point.
Huda, a light in every home.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. In this episode, we're not taking any new rules of tajweed or even revising. Rather, we will practice only what we studied in the past so that inshallah next time we'll begin with the mudud. Hopefully, inshallah azza jal. This episode will begin by reciting Surah At-Tariq, the following Surah to Surah Al-Buruj. And we'll be happy to take your phone calls as early as possible, inshallah. Let me remind with our phone numbers, area code 002-02-38555-248 or 249, and the phone number should appear on the screen as well. I'll be happy to take your observation and notices on the email address tajweed@huda.tv. We have brother Ahmed from Qatar. Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed. Are you there? I cannot hear you. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you can use your voice a little bit.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Ahmed? Please go ahead and recite from the beginning of Surah At-Tariq. Wa samai wa at-tariq. Would you please come to get, come closer to the phone?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر.
Again this verse 9 again.
يوم تبلى السرائر.
What kind of vowel is on the letter ba? له
من قوة
أحمد. Can you hear me? What is the vowel on the letter ba in the word tubla?
Sukun.
Exactly. So it's not paish.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So would you say it again, please?
يوم تبلى السرائر.
Okay.
فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
بارك الله فيك. Thank you أحمد. جزاك الله خيرا. Okay, I will take Islam from Jordan first, then I will make a few comments. Islam, السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How are you and how old are you?
I am from Jordan. I am 30 years old.
13?
30.
30?
Yes.
30?
Yeah, 30.
It's hard to believe, but it's okay. Okay. So you mean you're 30 years old?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Go ahead.
Where shall I recite from?
Oh, that's Sister Islam. Okay, okay. I was told Brother Islam, that's why. Surah At-Tariq. Let's go ahead and recite Surah At-Tariq again from the beginning.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
حسبك ما شاء الله. Very very good. May Allah bless you and your family. Okay. Okay, I will take Sister Hafsa from Egypt. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm not going to ask about the age anymore, at least during this episode. Okay?
Bismillah.
Hafsa. Hafsa or Hafsa's daughter? يلا والسماء والطارق.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنهم يكيدون
إنه لقول إنه لقول فصل
إنه لقول فصل
لقول فصل
إذا
أوكي
فمثل الكافرين أمثلهم رويدا.
Thank you. Jazakum Allah khair. Don't you guys think I should really change my mind and break my promise and ask how old are you?
Alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, sister. Jazakum Allah khairan. It definitely pleases my heart. The program is, yes, designed to serve the adults, but we welcome also the youngsters. The purpose of the program is to learn how to recite the Quran properly. And when we hear those examples, it encourages everybody to start learning how to read the Quran and recite it frequently, because the Quran was not only revealed for the Arab. The Quran is revealed for every believer. Great. Alhamdulillah. Shukla. What I wanted to say, I wanted to comment on a couple of things. If we look at verse number 4, let's look at it again together. إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. The first rule is the إخفاء, right? إخفاء حقيقي, because the non-vowel noon of the word in is followed by the letter kaf. So in this case, we completely conceal the letter noon, the non-vowel noon. And instead, we pronounce the following letter, which is the kaf, and the gunna is thin, because the kaf is a thin letter, or a harf mukhaffaf. So that's why if you want to practice how to read every noon sakina followed by the letter kaf properly, remember that English word, which is I-N-K. How do you say it? Ink. Right? Ink. It's very simple. Right? Say it, Halim.
Ink.
In addition to the gunna, and the gunna has to be thin as well, so you'll say what? Ink. Ink. Of course, you don't go to the bookstore and say, would you please give me a pot of ink? But in ikhfa, you say ink. Right?
Yes.
So we say, إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. Also we have إدغام, but without غنة. In the two words, نفس لما. نفس, there is a تنوين. It takes the same حكم of the نون ساكنة, followed by the letter لام. نفس لما, but without any pause, because there is no غنة. And between من بين, there is another حكم that I need to elaborate on it after I take the sister Mashaba from the United States of America. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're live and correct your citation, sister. Go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I want to ask you that Surah Al-Kahf number 15:15.
Verse number 16 of Surah Qaf?
Yeah. Surah Qaf, verse number 16. One, it starts with Ha Ula I. I want to know the mark, the small mark and the big mark.
Okay. I got your question. Okay, I got your question. In every word there is Ha Ula. That is Mad Mun. Fasl, separate, permissible, mad. Even though it appears...
Okay, how do you spell, if you can tell me the spelling, please?
I'm sorry, I missed that. How do you say it?
So how do you spell the name of the mad?
How do you spell the name of the mad? Okay, I'll let you know, inshallah, right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, sister. Zakum Allah khair. I guess you asked before, but the question was about verse number 16 of Surah Qaf, which says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُكُ. So basically you're asking about the word هَؤُلَاء. The word هَؤُلَاء, is it one word or more? The ism al-ishara, pointing noun in this word, is أُلَاء. أُولَائِكَ, أُولَائِك, أولئكم. But there is another pronoun or ism ishara which is ha. Only the letter ha. So this is an independent letter by itself and it is attached to the word which is ula. And that's why when the ha, it's a colon letter or harf tanbih or whatever, it is followed by the alif of the mad. So the spelling is ha and there is a short alif. In Tajweed, we write it as a short alif, but it is a long alif maddiya with two counts. Then it is followed by hamza, and whenever there is a mad letter, which is alif, or waw, or ya, preceded by their correspondent vowels, I really thank the director so much. If you can look at the screen, you see, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ Surah Al-Mutaffifin, just the previous surah of to Al-Inshiqaq. You see the word هَؤُلَاء? Okay. Then there is a mad sign. Why? Because the mad letter, which is alif, non-vowel, preceded by a fatha, and followed by a hamza. So that leads to a mad. What kind of mad? It's mad. Munfasil. And in the case of al-mad al-munfasil, it is permissible to shorten it to two counts or prolong it to four counts. And this is what we did in our recitation. We said, هَٰؤُلَىٰ. So this is not an attached mad. Rather, this is a detached mad. جَائِز مُنْفَصِل. Okay? Brother Adam from Qatar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Would you please raise your voice a little bit?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shaykh.
Adam, how are you? Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm fine, alhamdulillah.
Great.
Shaykh, how are you, Shaykh?
Alhamdulillah. Would you please again recite Surah Al-Tariq?
Inshallah, Shaykh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا.
Too bad we lost you. Beautiful recitation, mashallah. Adam, thank you so much. I really want to make a few comments, but we have Sister Aisha from United Arab Emirates. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Aisha.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, bigger sister?
I'm fine, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah wa shukrillah. Are you going to recite Surah Al-Tariq today? Are you going to recite Surah Al-Tariq with us today?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Aisha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما لهم من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
ما شاء الله. بارك الله فيك يا عائشة. جزاك الله خيرا. May Allah bless you and your family. Okay. What I wanted to say in verse number 7. يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب. There is an اقلاب because the non-vowel noon is followed by the letter ba, right? So we convert it into ميم. And because the ميم and the باء are very close to their articulation point, in their articulation point, because of their proximity of the articulation points, so we would try to conceal the ميم. By doing what? By leaving a partial opening between the upper and lower lips until we come to pronounce the letter باء, then we have a complete closing. So we'll say مِن بَيْن. You can feel there is an air passage in between the upper and lower lips. That is the better way of reading the iqlab and the gunna. So you don't say مِن بَيْن. I disapprove that. Rather you say مِن بَيْن. And by the way, professionals can figure out whether you close your lips or you left them partially open as long as you're pronouncing the gunna. Okay? Again, يَخْرُجُ مِن بَيْن. In verse number 5, Halim, we heard, mashallah, all the reciters today were great. Mashallah. And Aisha really pleased my heart so much. فَلْيَنْظُرْ. Non-vowel noon, followed by the letter ظَا. And there is إخفاء. Right? But we said the غُنَّة will be in accordance with the following letter. ظَا is one of the تَفْخِيم letters, استعلاء letters. So that's why it's not proper to say فَلْيَنْظُرْ. You're going to twist or send the ظَا, which is not befitting. So what you do is فَاتِن the غُنَّة. We say فَلْيَنْظُرِلْ. فَلْيَنْظُرِلْ. Same with verse number 10, where the noon of the word min is followed by the qaf. The ghunna, in this case, it's ikhfa, ikhfa haqiqi, has to be also fatin, mufakhama. Min quwwatin. And there is no conflict of interest between having a mim with kasra and a fat ghunna. Fama lahu min quwwatin wala nasir. Well, unfortunately, brothers and sisters, we ran out of time, and this is all the time we got to you. For you today. Unfortunately, we didn't get to hear any of you here in the studio, but hopefully, inshallah, we'll make it up next time. And until next time, I leave you in the care of Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, to increase your iman, read the miracle, recite the Quran. Recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation. We were chosen to be part of his nation. He gave us a message, and that was Islam. So read this miracle, recite the Quran.